middle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the flow. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Dynamite dropping. Matty T.
Hold it down.
That's beautiful stuff. Welcome back to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas. Justin Akery joined by Chris Kane.
Hola.
And we are joined now by Jay Walker with the University of Louisiana broadcast team. The Raging Cajuns will be descending on Fayetteville this weekend in the hopes of closing out the upset that they so richly deserved last year in the Swamp. Jay, welcome to the zone. How are you?
Doing fine, and thanks for the little music there. You had me dancing around my office waiting for the introduction here. That's pretty good.
We're trying to make you feel at home while you're here. We want you to feel at home. We do not want the Raging Cajuns to feel at home because they have a tendency to either break hearts or nearly break hearts when they go on the road. And, you know, it's funny. When I was actually at Sunbelt Media Days this year, and Coach Hudspeth was talking about, you know, that Florida game, and they talked at length about it. And sometimes schools will shy away from those situations, the near misses, but they certainly embraced it, and they feel like that's where they need to be. Those are the expectations they have, is to be able to go on the road and win those types of games.
Yeah, I think that game last year, although the Cajuns didn't win it, I think it was an eye-opener for the program. Because I think in the past, when you've talked about this team going up against schools from the Big 12 or the SEC, I think the fan base and really a lot of the teams that we've had have said, oh, well, let's look at this to see how we match up, which is coach speak for we're not good enough.
Right.
And Mark Hudspeth's mantra and his attitude has been a whole lot different. The Cajuns went to Florida last year to win the football game and felt like they should have, and they were not satisfied with coming very close to beating what at the time was a top 10 team. I think from that, the players now understand that, you know, if you go out and play good football against good football teams, you're going to have a chance to win.
Jay Walker joining us on the Revolution Hotline, talking University of Louisiana football, which I am fully embracing, I'd like to say, patting myself on the back, as the school is now wants to be known as the University of Louisiana. So I'm fully embracing that. Some people still call them ULL or
the U of L now,
or Louisiana Lafayette, but I'm fully embracing the whole University of Louisiana thing after initially debating that. I thought actually you guys should play Monroe this year, and whoever won got to be called the University of Louisiana, but apparently the Raging Cajun folks were a little more proactive in establishing themselves as the University of Louisiana.
Yeah, you know, I think when the two teams first got together in the Sun Belt Conference, and that was just 2 years after the two universities changed their name, there was, okay, whoever wins the game gets to do it. And, you know, our fans said, no, I don't think so. This is something that they fought for since 1984. Even if that were the case, the Cajuns would have given on because they've won five in a row against ULM.
Well, there you go.
Hey, Jay, one of the quarterbacks in Cajun history that has made a name for himself was Jake Delhomme. Starting this year, Terrence Broadway, certainly not the same style of quarterback, a guy that likes to move around a lot. What did you see from him last year, and what do you think he's going to bring to the table in his second year starting?
Well, you know, he didn't become a starter till the fifth game of the season. So he had eight starts last year, counting the bowl game. And still, with just eight starts, set a school record for total offense. He's special, and going into camp this year, knowing he was the number one guy, I think has made him better. He can move around the pocket. He can run the football. He's got a very good arm. He's got some wide receivers, that can catch the football. And, you know, I've been doing this 22 years now, and we've had some pretty good offenses. You know, Brian Mitchell, was a quarterback here, and he became the NFL's all-time leading kick returner. And, you mentioned Jake Delhomme, and you know, now you've got a guy like Broadway. I think that this conceivably, of course, injury is going to have a part of this, but I think conceivably this could be the best offense that Louisiana's ever had.
Well, that's scary.
That is not something the Razorback fans want to hear. You talk about, when I watched him play a little bit last year, he seems to be a guy that frustrates defenses because he's elusive, and that wears down on them. Do you see him as, I mean, 9 interceptions, 17 touchdowns, but like you said, only 8 starts. Do you see him as that guy who just constantly frustrates defenses by extending plays with his legs?
Well, I think it makes him, he makes it hard to prepare, because if you go ahead and bring people and he breaks containment, he's got a chance to get some big, big yardage. If you drop back in coverage, he can nickel and dime you to death with short passes. If you come up and play press coverage, he's got enough arm to get it over the top. And they also run some designed running plays for him with the zone read and the read option. So, you know, he's very, very versatile, and it makes the Cajuns pretty tough to prepare for because you just don't know what they're going to do. And one thing we've seen out of this offensive staff the first couple of years, they're pretty good at making adjustments on the fly.
University of Louisiana, play-by-play voice Jay Walker joining us on the Revolution Hotline, getting ready for the game this weekend. Again, 3 o'clock kick. It is going to be awfully hot, and I'm sure our friends from Louisiana will be very comfortable with that as we get ready to kick off the 2013 season. I'm sure the weather is probably the least of their worries. What about defensively, Jay? Because one of the things for Arkansas, certainly there are a couple of areas where we've got some real question marks defensively, going to be hard-pressed to keep up with that offense that you were talking about, and we knew that regardless of who the quarterback was for Arkansas's first opponent. But what about defensively? I'm assuming that putting pressure on a quarterback who is not proven and has had his period of time running for his life last year has got to be job one, I would think, with that defensive line trying to get pressure on Brandon Allen.
Yeah, I think the defensive line is the strength of this defense, and I think in order to be successful, Cajuns are going to have to be able to get pressure using just their front four. I think if they're forced to bring six and seven guys, it could be a long afternoon. So I think that battle right up front between a really big, physical Arkansas offensive line and the Cajuns' defensive line is one of the keys to the game. I think the Cajuns are good at middle linebacker. Justin Anderson's a very good football player. The strong side and weak side linebackers have some experience, but didn't play a ton last year, and the Cajuns have two junior college transfers that are starting at the corner spot. So, you know, you talk about question marks. I think the Cajuns on defense have a lot of question marks, and how well they answer those questions is going to have a lot to do with what they wind up with for a record this year.
Jay Walker, the play-by-play voice of the University of Louisiana, joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. What about from a Sun Belt standpoint? Certainly going to be an interesting race this year. You've got both Louisiana schools picked as co-favorites. Arkansas State picked third with a new head coach. And then Bobby Petrino, the former Razorback head coach, taking over with an extremely talented Western Kentucky offense this season. Should be a fun race. How do you see things going, and what are some of your concerns against your Sun Belt rivals?
Well, you know, when you look at the preseason coaches poll, they had ULM and Louisiana tied for the top spot, followed by Arkansas State and WKU. And I think the reason for that is the two Louisiana schools have returning quarterbacks. Arkansas State's lost Ryan Applin, who was a two-time offensive player of the year in this league. Kywan Jakes is gone at Western Kentucky. I think Western Kentucky might have the best defensive athletes in the league. And if Bobby Petrino solves a quarterback issue, which I still think the Hilltoppers have right now, they could be pretty salty. Arkansas State's got a new coach, but that's the fourth year in a row that they've got a new coach, and it hasn't stopped them from winning two championships. And I think Arkansas fans understand who Colton Browning is. I think he's the most special player in our league. And he makes Louisiana Monroe go. And so, you know, I think any of those four teams could win it. And I think the team whose quarterback plays the best is probably going to win a championship.
Well, and I talked to Coach Petrino too, Jay, down at Sun Belt Media Days. He's going to ride that running back. I mean, you got the best running back coming back in Antonio Andrews, who set a school record last year, and what I would anticipate will have as good a year this year by Petrino. When he's got talented backs, has done a good job of them, and he's a big guy, so I would expect that he'll have another good year. And you talked about Colton Browning too. That was another guy I got a chance to visit with. You want to talk about a likable young man who's got his head on straight after all the success last year and all the accolades that came with a win like they got at Arkansas last year. Can't expect him to do anything but good things for them again this year. And then I want to ask you about your coach. Mark Hudspeth is about as likable a guy as I've ever met as far as head coaches that have had the kind of success he's had. For those here in the state, I think most people know by now he's got a couple of different stints at Central Arkansas, so he does have some connections to the natural state as well. But just he seems like a great guy to be around. And from your perspective, what's he been like to work with, and what do you think it is that makes him so successful as a head coach?
Well, you know, I think he pays attention to detail. He's probably as detailed a guy as I've ever been around in any sport, and I cover three sports for the Cajuns. He is a likable guy. He leaves no stones unturned, though, and he's not afraid to say, "Hey, look, can we try to do things a different way?" When we talk about working with him, as far as the media is concerned, his long suit is that he's an outstanding motivator. He's obviously put together a staff that can recruit, because the student athletes that he's brought in now, this is his third season, we haven't seen the likes of those before. So he's obviously a very good recruiter. But I think his detail and his ability to motivate is probably what sets him apart from a lot of other coaches. You know, it's funny, because every time we've had a coach that's had success in just about any sport, you know, fans wonder, well, when's he going to lead? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, Coach Hutt is in his third year now. Now, they gave him a nice reward after his first year. But you know the old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy? Well, mama likes it in Lafayette. Mark's wife, Tyler, really loves it here. And yeah, it's going to take something awfully special to pry him away, I think.
It's got to be the food, right?
It's not hurting, I'm sure.
Food's part of it. But Lafayette's a great city. For those folks that have never been, it really is a great city to visit and a great place to live. And Tyler likes it here. And so, you know, if it's an SEC job, we may have to give him a hug and tell him, you know, take care and go someplace else. But outside of the Southeastern Conference, I don't know that anybody could get him away from Louisiana right now.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. We don't want him in the SEC. We've got enough trouble dealing with him with as Arkansas State fans and those who root for the Red Wolves. We don't want him coming to the SEC. It makes it even tougher in a league that's already rich with great coaches. So, Jay, we appreciate the time. And if you want to hear more about the University of Louisiana leading up to game day, they can catch your show on ESPN1420.com. I'm assuming 2-4, right?
Yeah, 2-4. We're going to talk a little bit about the game today. We're really going to hammer it on Thursday, and of course Friday we'll be on a plane on our way to Fayetteville. Looking forward to going up there. You know, this will be my fourth trip to play the Hogs, and we've been treated very well every time we've gone up there. So I'm looking forward to it.
Good, Jay. Appreciate the time so much. Have a safe trip. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
All right, that's Jay Walker, the play-by-play voice of the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. And I think it's going to be fun, Chris. I mean, I think from a competitive standpoint, and you want a game that's not a pushover, but a game where you're not playing, you know, a top-10 team, I think, for Arkansas and a new head coach and some question marks, I think this is going to be a great matchup. It's something the fans can get excited about. Again, my only concern as a fan, who, by the way, taking my little one to his first game.
Really?
Excited about it.
Father-son bonding experience.
Yeah, and Christy's coming too. My oldest one's undecided, so we'll see if we can get him behind or not. He didn't like to do much. He's a homebody. But,
oh, yeah.
But I told Maddox, I said, now look, son, it's going to be hot.
Real hot.
I said, the sun's going to be beating on us, and we're going to be, he goes, but it's going to be loud? I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said, it's going to be fun? I said, yeah. He said, can I drink water whenever I want? I said, yeah. He said, I'm in. Let's go. So this morning, he's like, is it today? I was like, no, dude, it's only Tuesday. He is juiced.
He is amped up.
And I'm sure there are a lot of fathers and mothers out there, or a lot of folks who can remember when their parents took him to their first game. So, I mean, pretty special. I'm excited about it.
That'll be a lot of fun.
He's already been to a bunch of UCA games. We've kind of, you know, brought him into the whole football thing, but looking forward to taking him to his first game in Fayetteville.
You start drinking, feeding him water now, giving him water right now.
He's a water freak. That's the one thing I don't have to fight with him. He doesn't do sodas and all that. He's a water guy.
He needs to hydrate now for Saturday's game. That's how hot it's going
to
be.
We all need to hydrate now. Everybody's got to be careful out there, okay? I want to encourage everybody, pound that water, because like Chris said, it is a guarantee somebody's going to pass out. Don't let it be you. It's like when you're in college and you go to parties. Somebody's going to be the drunkest. Just don't let it be you.
And don't ever pass out with your shoes on.
Also a good... That's a good words to live by.
It's a tip.
Words to live by. John.